What up, y'all? It's Panda AOD.
And Gem City Nate.
Gem City Nate.
Yeah.
And you are listening to?
Baycast.
Baycast. Hey, Bay.
Hey.
Hey, Bay.
Hey.
Hey, Bay.
All right.
My daddy was laughing at that last week. That's so funny. So today, y'all, I want to talk about two things mainly. The first thing is the part, the in sickness and in health part of marriage.
Hold on. What? Hold up. How are we getting to this already?
Because of this past weekend. You should have knew that was...
No, I got that's what we was talking about, but how you led into it, I'm like, all right.
Because the theme is marriage, engagement.
For the whole thing?
No, like, but we only on episode 3. Sheesh.
Continue.
So, the reason why I bring up in sickness and in health is because this past weekend, me and Nate was busted up like some old folks.
My ankle.
Nate had already been busted up because he was hooping. He was in a league in Dayton.
Not Springfield, but we ain't gonna talk
Springfield,
about
but like with some Dayton people, and like he rolled his ankle. So that's been like a 2-week process now. He been trying
it's
to act
feeling
like
better.
It's still fat though.
It ain't fat. It is not fat.
But yeah, and then me, I out of nowhere pulled my back. I had like a back spasm on Sunday. Was it Sunday? Was that
the 4th of July?
Yeah. I had a back spasm out of nowhere. We was driving down. We went and got our frappes from McDonald's. The breakfast is what I still eat sometimes. I had oatmeal. Mm-hmm. And I'm eating my oatmeal. He eating his McMuffin, whatever.
We didn't even know that.
We both had frappes. We heading down. When I tell you, out of nowhere, my back just, I don't know what happened. And so when we were getting closer to his mom's house, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get up and stretch it out just like I typically do. It was a wrap. So, like, we get in the house, and I'm talking, I'm holding it together, and then I lean over this chair that's at the dining room table, and Nate comes over and tries to, like, press my back and massage it for me, and I literally almost cried. Like, I was in so much pain. Like, it was crazy, and I've never experienced that before. So, the running joke throughout the day was, like, us being in our 30s. Mind you, I'm 29. I got a year into my 30s, but... They were like, you know, guys, you're getting in your 30s. You have to do certain things now. Like, you have to stretch. You have to be active. You have to work out. Like, you can't just chill.
Yeah, hop out of bed. Like, just do a daggone thing.
And
like,
so the funniest part of that was Nate trying to give me a massage late at night when I'm trying to lay down and go to sleep. He couldn't stop laughing. Like, he was useless.
Useless?
He was useless.
Nah, let me tell you. No, because earlier in that day, it all started when your mom handed me the massage and it was helping.
You were definitely useful during the day. For sure.
So I tried to carry what we did earlier to the evening because I'm like, okay, let's try one more crack at it so that we can, you know, loosen it up and, you know, have you feeling better. And you can tell where the spot was because every time I go over, she's like, and I'm like, am I hurting you? You're like, no, it's just right there.
I wasn't
like,
doing okay. A who and a how and though.
You wasn't?
It wasn't like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, you like, no, you're mm-hmm.
That's like, better.
So yeah, so I'm like, man, it's at this point you just lay down and you just sleep it off. So yeah, we made it through that,
thank God. Like, I almost feel 100%,
and I almost feel
Nate's gonna go to the doctor. I'm gonna go to the doctor just to be proactive. Like, we both do our annual checkups, and due to COVID, you know, like, checkups got delayed. So we've been fairly healthy, but like with these late.
I was just gonna say these legs. I'm like,
no, dang. With these late issues, we're like, okay, it's time to set those doctor's appointments. Time to get in and make sure everything is good, just to be proactive.
Yeah.
But I did have some other things I wanted to talk about, and I took notes
because what is that?
I happened to tune into a vegan mukbang with Kev on stage, his wife, Angel, and her husband, and Tab and Chance.
Okay.
And so one of the topics that they talked about was the change that happens when the title changes. And so I did speak on that lightly, I think, in our last episode. But it was so dope to me because Tab was saying, or they had asked Tab, like, when you became, like, a wife. Because the one thing that Tabitha talks about a lot is how combative her and Chance's relationship was in the beginning. Like, they argued and they, like, would try to dig at each other or whatever. Like, they had a real combative relationship. And now they're super peaceful. And so the one thing she said was, like, being a wife is something different because it really, there's some, a level of, like, prestige that comes with it where it's, like, we really worked to get here. And I feel like even in the fiance stage, it's like that. Like, and I had wrote that on Twitter, Facebook, one of those. But, like, being a wife or being a fiance, it just gives you a little bit of appreciation. Like, when you were like, will you marry me, it was like you appreciate my presence in your life.
I'll say yes.
So yes. I thought that was dope that she said that. How does, like, so from a male perspective, how do you feel like it changes when you propose to somebody?
How does it changes when you propose to somebody? I don't know. I feel like a weight's been lifted, so to speak.
So where does the weight come from?
Oh my God, you can't pull it all out. I feel like it's from, you know, guys, you know, being a bachelor and just, you know, feeling like, oh man, like my space, I do what I want to do when I want to do it, this, that, and the third, and then you have some folks that feel like, oh, you know, you feel like you need to soil your royal oats and do all what you need to do. But then it's like when you find that person, you like, okay, I can see this being a thing or it being the thing. You just like, oh, man, it's like, I feel like for me, it was more so the fact like, oh, like I didn't have no issue with throwing it all away because that was never me anyway. But it's, I feel like for folks, it's just like, oh, my freedom's gone. No, your freedom's not gone. So
yeah,
you just gotta learn how to communicate and deal with it and cohabitate. So I think that's what we learn moving in with each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would just say that was more so the weight of just the fear of like, oh man, am I gonna be able to still do the things I used to do as far as like on my own and have my space and.
Do you feel like there's, like, a taboo or something that men put around? Like, growing up, did you feel like, were you told or was there something that made you feel like as soon as you propose, things just change in a way where, like, the woman just starts to, like, expect more or, like, you know, be on it more to where, because you said you felt like your weight was coming from weighing the options of like, man, is this like I'm throwing it all away? I'm about to jump off the deep end. Like, so do you feel like there's like a taboo around it for men where it's like you're going to, once you propose it's over, she gonna completely change?
I mean, that's what I guess where the saying happy wife, happy life come into play. So, I mean, I per se would never say that. No, by all means, not. Never.
I love how you pull these sayings out. It's so funny.
I mean, that's what they say.
I know, but you really live by certain sayings. Like, there's certain things that you kind of etched in your book.
I mean, what they say.
It works. It works to my advantage. Yeah, you're a great guy.
I'm just saying, happy wife, happy life.
Cool. So then the other thing from the episode that I got was like, so Tab was saying, okay, so with Tab and Chance, I was saying, like, they had a combative relationship early on, and they talk about it openly. And it brings me back to my combative relationships that I had. And one thing that Tab said was, she said that with her and Chance, when it changed, like, they had these back and forths and these highs and these lows. And when it changed was when she had no more time for that type of communication.
I was going to say, because it was no time. I was not allowing any time.
Exactly.
For that.
So the crazy thing is, and it's crazy that you say that.
And I'm like, you talking about these paths? I'm like, nah, don't bring that.
No, it's not even that. I said that to make a point that you already got to, which is hilarious, because so she was saying how in their relationship, they went through those highs and lows. So like how I can look back and be like, those were past relationships. In the relationship that led to her husband, that led to her life partner, who is now, like, they lift each other up. Mm-hmm. They went from the phase that I was at to the phase they are now. And so my thought was, wow, that's so powerful, because when she said it, I didn't have any more time for it. That shifted their relationship. And I'm sure Chance probably felt the same way, like a collective decision. And that's what made them work.
Because
they both were like, we don't have no more time. So for me, I didn't have time anymore. So I deaded all of that. Mm-hmm. But when I met you, the beauty and the grace in it is you never had the time.
Like, I was never allowing that to happen.
You were on that type of time already. So thankfully, when I got to that place of I don't have time for this, you never had time for it. So when we met, it just made it so easy. That's the only reason why I brought up the past. So I'm like, bro,
you
weren't
going to deal with that. Nip it in the bud.
You did not have any time. And I'm thankful for that. I feel like that was the grace of God. And even just the way my life, when I look back at the way things happen, just the trajectory in my professional life and in my personal life, everything makes sense. And I always thought, like, you know, I've met the person I'm supposed to be with. I just don't know who they are. And technically, I did meet you. I knew who you were. You don't remember, but we were on a bowling team together at Valerie.
I do not recall this at all.
So it's like we have
Mr. Cosby, if you're listening. Sorry, cause if you're listening, please verify.
I'm sure he probably has
verified
pictures.
Did we win at least?
We won a trophy, but we didn't win. But yeah, so that was my kind of tea. So, like, what do you want to talk about?
That's the price of tea in China.
I always said that. I got that from my mom. She'd be like, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
Right. I don't get it. But here's something to talk about. When y'all with each other, y'all going to pick up things that's not irritating, but it's just...
Oh, really?
I would say... what's less than an inconvenience? Because what I'm getting to is that this lovely lady of mine over here leaves the air conditioner blasting all night. And if you might have heard me throughout this I've been sniffling my nose because my nose was kind of, I don't even know if it's dry or whatever, but I could barely breathe. I had hell waking up this morning. Shana, like, you all right? You okay? No. You know what? I'm not all right.
I had hell.
I had hell breathing.
No, so a little, like,
I'm cold.
A little caveat to Mr. Nathan's
or hot
Nathan Davis's qualms. Is that, first of all, as I explained to him, today was projected to be 98 degrees. Yesterday was projected to be like 101. That's why the air is on. It's not my fault that it gets to a certain... You know what's crazy? As much as you complain and you say that, who throws the actual thick cover off when they go to bed?
Who?
You. You never sleep with the thick cover. You sleep with the sheet.
Hold on. So if he's saying that,
if you had the thick cover on, you probably wouldn't be as cold and wouldn't have the sniffles.
No, that's the whole thing. I wasn't cold. I be getting cold.
That's because you should put the thick cover on before you go to sleep.
Nah, man. That's because you should turn that damn air conditioner down.
No. I want y'all to let us know, first of all.
In the comments
below.
What
do you prefer? Do you prefer being cold when you go to sleep? A little slightly cold.
Nah, you can't alter it.
Hold on. Slightly cold where you have to pull the cover on and you're comfy. Or do you prefer to be hot? And we already know what hot means.
No, hold on, wait a minute. You just gave a lavish
your extreme is cold, and my extreme is hot. Because when you want to go to sleep with the air off, I wake up in a sweat.
Mm. Man, that's that DNA.
Nate likes to say it's the European in me.
I didn't say it. You said it.
I love every part of me, so if that is so, but I guarantee you most of the people in the comments is going to say, people like to sleep with fans on, they like to sleep with air on.
Which I don't get either. Noisy.
It's okay to have a little noise.
Turn the TV on.
But yeah, what else we got? That's all I got.
Well,
I guess I want to say one thing. Shout out to both of us, because today was a busy day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I woke up and got out of bed at 8 o'clock. No, maybe 7:30. And I got up, went to the bank, made a deposit.
You went to the bank?
Mm-hmm.
I woke
you up and told you I was going to the bank, but you was half asleep.
I'll let you
though.
Finish.
I locked the door on my way out.
Well, good.
So, but I got up early, went to the bank, made a deposit, and I had to wait for the bank. So, I went to make a deposit, and the ATM was not taking my card. It was, like, not accepted, which it was I was at the bank that I use with the card that comes from that bank. So, I had to wait in the freaking parking lot until 9 o'clock. So, I'm at the bank. At like 8:15, the ATM rejects the card. So then I had to debate, because I'm like, I got calls today. I got, you know, meetings today. And everything usually starts for me around 9 o'clock. I check my emails and all of that. So I'm frustrated, because I'm like, do I go back home and wait until 9 and come back? Mm. Or do I sit here? Because our house is like, from the bank that I was at, it's probably like 5 minutes, but 8 minutes with traffic. I'm like, do I spend 8 minutes in traffic, go home at like 9:30, work from 8:30 to 9, come back, make the deposit. It was just too much. Yeah. So I just sat in the parking lot, waited till 9, got back to the house or whatever, Nate up moving around, and we just kind of like were busy the whole day.
Yeah.
Phone calls happening.
Yeah. I had to close the door. I'm like... Because you told me the first call you was getting on, I don't know what time was that, like 10 or 11. And then from there on to about 3 or 4, I'm like, I'm opening the door like, all right. So,
like, it was a very productive day, though.
Yeah.
Like, I get frustrated usually when I have, like, days where it's stacked back to back to back. But I feel like I'm finally getting back into my groove. Like, the Shonda I was when I was in corporate is becoming the Shonda running my own business, which I'm super excited about. So,
yeah. No, and then I just had I had some edits to do. And then got that done. And then got a couple leads on some projects. So... And I had an epiphany. And I was like, oh, okay, this is actually working out. So, you know, no worries.
And, like, you've been getting stuff coming in, too. That's the beauty of it. Like, I remember when you first left your job, we were talking about it. And I was like, when you fully step into that faith of, like, knowing this is what you're supposed to do, it's going to start happening. And literally every day, it's like, I can see it.
Mm-hmm. And I just be thinking, like, dang, man, like, whew, not to say what would happen if I didn't take the step, but boy.
Yeah.
I can honestly say, like, there's been times, like, honestly, I think back, like, oh, you know, you missed the routine. I feel like for me, I missed the routine.
That's valid.
Like, so not necessarily, like, and sometimes the job, too, as far as, like, you know, just not everything being the same, but as far as, like, the type of work, you know, I just feel like I was kind of outgrowing it. like for myself personally, and then just now, not just working for myself, getting my own leads. I'm just, you know, I haven't really looked back since.
I think that's the key too, is what you said as far as outgrowing something. Like, that's when you know it's time for you to go. And I tell people that all the time, because there's a point where you feel like you're not learning anymore, or you're not like intrigued anymore. And at that point, when it comes to work, it's time for you to go, because that intrigue and that hunger to learn is what really drives you to be the best you can be in your work. And I can't work somewhere anytime. Well, the one and only time I felt like I wasn't able to be my best, I always left. Like, and I guess it was a couple times. Like, I had a couple jobs in high school. And then when I was working at my previous employer, the most recent one, it got to a point where it was like, what am I doing here every day? Like, yeah. Now I'm just trying to get by. Like, now I'm just trying to get a check. And when it gets to that point where you're just trying to get a check, it's time for you to go. So I think for the entrepreneurship journey, it's the same thing. Like, if you don't push yourself, and that's the biggest part, is you have to push yourself. So people are no longer pushing you. You have to push you, and you have to believe in you, and you have to understand the risks and the rewards and the liability. Like, if you don't, you know, measure up, if you don't put yourself, you know, if you don't press yourself to continue to push forward, then it's going to crumble. Everything's going to fall. So I think today was that first day of like a breath of fresh air, like celebration type energy, where I felt like me and Nate were just like doing it. Like, and I was like, I yeah. like this. Like, this is day one of the rest of this grind where we both are hitting our stride.
So, with that being said, what would you say is one thing that kind of, I say slow you down, but kind of get you to procrastinate on some work?
I literally think
it's just... I already know what you think you're going to say for me. I already know what you're going to say for me, but what do you think is for you?
For me, I think it's literally just my nature. Like, I think a lot of us in our nature is to procrastinate, because we are not meant to, like, the systems we've created are created by us. Like, humans created the systems we work under. And I think naturally we want to relax, we want to chill, we want to laugh, we want to have fun. So literally, I'm not afraid to admit it. I was ashamed before, but I learned that it's literally just a part of, you know, being human. I have procrastination in my blood. Like...
Shit.
And so what holds me up is my blood. It's in my DNA. Like, I'm a procrastinator. But like, when I love what I do, I don't procrastinate. Like, when I get excited, when I'm looking forward to the outcome, I don't procrastinate. So I think today was that first day of like, oh, like, my clients are thriving. I'm thriving. They're excited. I got two new initials today, and then I have proposals to send out. So just understanding that at this level, at this 60% operation, I'm still generating leads, and people are still excited to talk to me and trust me with their visions and their businesses. So if I take that up to 90 to 100, it's only going to produce more. And so today was the first click, like, yes, like, you need to operate at 100 all the time, which I've been very transparent with my clients and let them know, like, I'm struggling, I'm working through this adjustment. Like, I'm never, but the thing is, when I work on their projects, I give their projects 100, but my momentum and my own personal, like, that push, I'm not pushing myself as hard. So I'm cramming, and cramming is where you get exhausted and you get tired, and you tell yourself you're going to stay up till 4, and you might go to sleep at 12. So then you got to get up and cram again. And so today was the first day where I was like, I'm not going to do that anymore. No more cramming. I'm trying to get on this 9-to-5 schedule, even in my personal. So I got up early. I did everything I had to do. I had all my calls. And if I missed a call, I reached out to that person because I double booked, which happens sometimes. And everybody was good, and the momentum was there, and the results came through, and I'm just excited. I got a new client who's dope. Her vision is dope. So I'm just like, I was on cloud nine today, and then listening to Nate do what he was doing, I was just like, okay. But yeah, what would you say?
I ain't gotta say it. You already.
Nate's Achilles heel is the game.
Yeah, hey man. Call of Duty Warzone, PS5, gamertag, Gem City Nate. Hit me up.
Nate will wake up and get on the game and be on the game. The one thing I have to give him credit for is his work days look different than mine, so he'll have projects and things to edit.
Yeah, and touching on that, I mean, because... touching on that, it's just more so a fact, like, okay... Everything for me is more so spare style, so it's not like a monthly thing. Even though, like, right away, once I shoot something and I put it in the computer and I get to going on it and I make strides on it, depending on how big the project and how quick the turnaround needs to be for that project. So I'm like, okay, cool, because I don't want to just send out the first edit I make. I want to make sure that it's all perfect and clean and neat for the client. So, and then... I mean, once you put that video in, and like sometimes I'll shoot a lot of video and it takes hours. So I'm like, all right, so what am I going to do? So I just turn that game on. And every time Shonda hear that beep, she's like, oh, he get on the game. And then
PS5.
Hey, man. Hey, it's been being out in these streets.
I will say this. The amount of effort you put out to get that PS5, like how persistent you were. You deserve your game.
I was patient. I beat a robot for that.
You deserve your game.
I beat a robot for that. Oh, boy.
Listen, I really wish I could have just went and got him this game, y'all. Because it was, and everybody know, anybody who was trying to get the PS5 at that time, it was just every day, y'all logging in, and then it's like...
Gone.
Sold out.
Gone. Gone.
He was persistent. He got his, and it was in a decent amount of time, so... Yeah.
So
he deserves it.
Any fellas, ladies out there that game too, like, hey, if y'all had that issue or struggle and y'all got it, type that down below, man. Let me know. Like, and add me too. You know, I get it in Warzone.
Do y'all have like gamer tags?
Yeah, I just tagged at Gem City Nate. Gem City Nate PSN PlayStation 5.
But yeah, so that's his one thing is like the game. So he has to manage, you know, the time he spends on a game versus if it's his night to cook, and if he got stuff to work on. So
every night, pretty much.
Don't do that.
Now that's the other thing we
talked
about.
Don't be it. I just cooked tonight.
I know you did, and that was lovely.
Who cooked the tacos last time?
Me.
It was me.
No,
the ground turkey.
Yes. I cooked the tacos.
So we must have had them like back to back.
No. Remember, I cooked the tacos. Remember when I put the chips in and I put
tacos before that.
That was way before that.
Who cooked the chicken before that?
Me.
No.
I grilled it.
I cooked the chicken in the air fryer.
Okay, you did that. But then I also did chicken in the air fryer.
I'm saying we both cook. You try to make it seem
I'm
like...
I'm not trying to make it seem like nothing, but I'm saying I do. I do.
And also, just with that being said, that's another thing about balance and partnership, because he probably does cook more, but it's because my schedule is different from his. Like he said, he has projects that he can space out and he can work on his editing because he has deadlines. With me, I'm pretty much in a 9-to-5 for myself. Like, I work.
Okay, sister.
I do. I work. I work long hours, and that was because I was also, you know, taking my breaks in the middle of the day, which I've learned. Get up, work straight at least till 5. Yeah. At least till 5. And then I'm not working as hard, as far as, like, I'm not, you know, feeling like I gotta... If I take a 4-hour break in the middle of the day, then I'm working at least until 12, and usually I feel like I haven't gotten enough done, so then I'm trying to push it till 2. So those things have been changing. Like, I made an effort to make sure that I got off the computer at like 7:30 today to cook dinner. So we're making changes.
But now, I was going to say, well, my schedule, I think I might have mentioned it before or not, but I like, if it's nice outside, and I just like to just chill until it's like dark, and then I like to get to work after that, because I'm like, I mean, you ain't doing nothing now. I mean, it's just dark out, so I'm like, all right. And then, like you said, for me, like, I'm like a night owl anyway, so I just up. I don't go to bed till about 3. That's true. So I'm like, oh, well, since I'm up and it's quiet, I might as well do work. But other than that, everybody else is on the game, and I'm like, oh, well, I might play with something, get some dubs real quick, and take Max out, you know.
I feel like we really just gave them a real, like, window into our relationship, because that was kind of detailed. Like, as far as, like, our daily work and routines, like, that's, I'm thinking about it. Like, I never really thought about it, but we really are on two, like, opposite sides of the spectrum with that.
Yeah.
I guess it's good that we are entrepreneurs, because if that was your work schedule and that was mine.
That's literally how it was
before. That sounds worse than what it was.
I mean.
Because at least when I was working at the other company, I was working 8:30 to 5:30. So for you, like, I was working from 8:30 to 5:30. That was pretty much my day. Like, if you were free, I would be free. Like, I wouldn't work if we were linking up. So for me to be working all day and for you to be working at night until whenever, that would be worse if it was a regular job. But because we're in control, we're able to take those moments to, like, check on each other, and I'd be popping in on you and kissing on you and disrupting your game.
Oh my god. Yeah, I mean, not oh my god to the kissing part, but to the game part, yes. Yes.
Nate, he be giving me this death stare.
Because you just be hanging on the door and just looking at me and just swaying. I'm like, I can't look at you right now. I can't talk to you right now. Either I'm trying to listen to my teammates. They trying to tell me something, or I'm trying not to get shot, or I'm in the thing, what this is called, a gulag, where I have to listen for the footsteps, and then they kill me because that's my only chance to making it back out to my team. You don't care.
No,
you don't
but care. You gotta admit, I've done better. Have I done better?
You go in there and flick me off.
But I keep it going after that. I keep it going after that, though. Like, I don't be all up in your face like I used to.
Yeah, okay.
I come from a family of a lot of brothers and sisters in one house at one point in time. So, like, messing with somebody when they on the game is funny. Like, I'm no, trying to get not. Out of it. But
Ladies, don't do that.
But don't, yeah, so finally, y'all, like, just wedding updates. We are locking in our venue tomorrow. So today is Tuesday. We're locking in our venue tomorrow, which is Wednesday. What's tomorrow's date? Today was the 7th, right? So tomorrow, yeah, the 8th.
No, because Friday's the 9th. Saturday's the 10th.
So, no, 7. That's not correct. That's not correct.
Anyway.
I think tomorrow's the 9th, or the 8th, I mean. I don't know, but either way, Wednesday of this week, whichever the week of the 4th. Wednesday, we're locking in the venue, so I'm excited about that, and we're gonna have at least, you know, a couple extra people with us, because usually it's been me, Nate, and my mom, but we let his mom know and his sister know, and they're excited, so
yeah.
We'll do that, and then slowly but surely I'll start cluing people in and sending out invites for things, because we have the engagement party coming up, so
yeah.
I'm excited. I'm ready. I'm ready to party and officially celebrate this engagement.
Me too.
You got anything else for the good people? I feel like I've been fidgety. Like, I've been moving the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. But no, if y'all was wondering, y'all probably weren't, but I'm trying to, you know, get back on my health kick and, you know, trying to down a gallon a day. So that's why you see this on my lap.
I'm trying to do that too, but I've been just drinking cups of water.
Mm-hmm. And, but yeah. No?
We got to get these wedding bodies together.
You see, I'm trying.
Wait till we pop out with them pictures, though.
with that,
peace,
love,
bae,
bae-cast.